This podcast discusses cannabis and is intended for audiences 21 and over.
I really enjoyed this strain. It instantly gave me a little burst of energy that helped me focus on cooking a fun dinner. Despite the energy boost, the high was still pretty mellow and I didn't experience any anxiety or racing thoughts. It definitely improved my mood and left me feeling mildly giggly and enjoying conversations with my friends.
Welcome to How to Do the Pot, a podcast helping you feel confident about cannabis for health, well-being, and for fun. I'm Ellen Scanlon. You just heard from Vermont-based Marley Fair, a grass guide at Vermont's only queer woman-owned dispensary, Grass Queen, talking about How to Do the Pot's newest essential strain. Have you listened to How to Do the Pot's Essential Strains series yet? It's a growing list of strains that I think everyone should have in their stash. Not because you need all of them, but because I want you to have two or three go-tos that you love. It will really help guide you when you walk into a dispensary so you won't feel intimidated or overwhelmed by the sheer number of strains available. Even just telling the bud tender the name of a strain that you liked can be a hack for them to help you find more strains that you'll love. So save the list, which is also on our website, dothepot.com. We have also created a Spotify playlist with all of the essential strains, so check that out too. I'll link to it in the show notes. Now, let me introduce you to the newest essential strain for your stash. A classic get-up-and-go strain called Green Crack. You might feel skeptical because of the name. Like, is it seriously called that, Green Crack? Well, it wasn't originally. Green Crack is formerly known as Green Kush. In the early aughts, Snoop Dogg got a hold of the strain, experienced its intense cerebral and energizing effects. He renamed it Green Crack, and the name stuck. Before we get into this week's episode, I want to give a quick plug for the How to Do the Pot newsletter. The newsletter is a twice-a-month resource that will help you feel confident about cannabis for health, well-being, and for fun. It's also our direct line to you. You can hit the reply button and let me know what topics or guests you'd like to hear on the show. There are already thousands of subscribers reading and responding, and the more, the merrier. We couldn't do this without you. So go to dothepot.com to sign up, and thank you. I really appreciate your support for the show. Green Crack's history is somewhat shrouded in mystery, but we know that it was first bred in Athens, Georgia, by a breeder known as the Guru. A gift from the Guru, Green Crack is delightfully fruity with hints of mango and citrus. As springtime approaches, don't those sound good? Refreshing, earthy, and bright. Speaking of bright, this sweet strain helps fight fatigue while also lowering stress and depression. I find that people who love Green Crack rave about the benefits of this potent strain any chance they get. So if the hype is real, what about the high? Green Crack is a powerful strain, and if you want, you will get high. I've used the expression low and slow before, and it just means try a few puffs and see how you feel. With this strain, I take one single hit and wait 10 or 15 minutes before trying more. Maybe you rely on a boost of energy from your morning coffee or tea, but 4 cups of coffee would be way too much. Think of it that way. Just get to know what helps you feel your best. If you do ever feel too high, don't forget my favorite tip, a CBD oil tincture. put a few drops under your tongue for 30 to 60 seconds, wait about 15 minutes, and you will start feeling more like yourself. Okay, how will green crack make you feel for real? If you are struggling with sluggishness from a long week or feeling a little down after your fourth doom scroll of the day, green crack to the rescue. This whistle while you work strain is likely to give you that boost of focused energy and a good mood to match, which couldn't we all use sometimes? Green crack inspires movement. It will have you getting up and getting it done. Whether it's washing your dishes, cleaning out that closet, or getting in a workout class. This strain is especially good for workout motivation. So if you've been debating whether this is the time to get back into indoor cycling, hikes, or even just dancing around the house until you collapse, green crack will have you pumped for it. The endorphins from your workout mixed with the mood boost of this strain will have you feeling beyond good. You'll feel pretty great. Washington-based writer and comedian Alyssa Yeoman agrees.
Despite the name, I love green crack. It's one of my favorite strains. It just gets your mind going, your body going, and it truly just is a top shelf, one-of-a-kind sativa, if that's what you're looking for. Whenever I smoke green crack, one of my favorite things to do is go out and walk the dog or clean the house or hit a workout. Basically, anything that's active is perfect for green crack.
This strain is beloved by women because it not only helps you feel productive, it also helps you feel good. Sometimes high THC strains, over about 20%, can bring on feelings of paranoia or anxiety, but green crack tends not to have this issue. You can enjoy that newfound energy while you stay mentally and physically balanced. A buying tip. When you go to buy weed in a dispensary, you will run into the terms sativa, indica, and hybrid. Usually, you'll see green crack labeled as a sativa, but these labels are not that helpful if you really want to know how you're going to feel. I go into this a lot more in episode 77, so listen to that one for the tips that really will help you. I'll link to it in the show notes. While these descriptions are typically how you'll feel after consuming green crack, please remember cannabis is a plant. Plants grown in different places will be a little different. And the same goes for you. Weed affects everyone differently. I really recommend starting slow until you know how a particular strain makes you feel and how you want to feel. When you're learning something new, you don't give up after the first challenge, right? Don't give up. You've got this. So try a new strain, listen to your body, and have fun. If green crack sounds familiar, it's because I shared how it's a perfect pairing if you love listening to true crime podcasts. For more on that, head to episode 175. Thank you for listening to How to Do the Pot. Green Crack is the latest addition to How to Do the Pot's Essential Strain series, which covers the strains that every woman should have in her stash. In case you want to dive into those short and fun episodes, I'll link to them in the show notes. For lots more information and past episodes, visit dothepot.com. Thanks to our writer, Alyssa Yeoman, and our producers, Maddie Fair and Nick Patry. I'm Ellen Scanlon, and we'll be back soon with more of How to Do the Pot.